Such a misfortune to steal, but the time finally came, so I took. If the moment was stretched to the seams, would it matter if nobody looked? Half of the time on a stage, when most of it's not even real. Regardless of anything, how much could you practice to steal? If the moment gets lost in the words, for one time just let it be heard. Resembling is never enough, and to carry on blind is absurd. Between either side of the choice, what's possible holds even more. However the effort is voiced, this has all probably happened before. Thank you.
All right, now this is a true story. Right here in this very bar, our good friend John Scofield met his wife. It's true.
I didn't know you were good friends with him, though.
Well, I know you don't know him that well yet, Brennan, but he does think very highly of you. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, he's cool. Don't tell him this, but I thought of this. I saw him this summer. We were at this festival called the High Sierra Festival. You guys seen that? And he just finished his set, and he didn't kind of see me. I was sitting off in the distance. And he walked into the porta potty backstage there, and I thought, how funny would it be to tip John Scofield over in a porta potty? I didn't really think that was funny. You know, I thought that thought, and I was like, you guys, don't tell him I said that, please. He'll be very pissed. So this one goes out to John Scofield's wife.